25. First line of business is to adopt the agenda.
Do a roll call first.
Oh, I gotta do roll call, I'm sorry. We'll go ahead and start with roll call. Craig Hidalgo Clarkston.
Sierra Bradley Clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Paul James Hiram.
Dave Gatherum Hyde Park.
Greg Rigby Newton.
David Willam Alga.
Kermit Price Millville.
Kim Hatch Trenton.
Ned Semper Lewiston.
Brian Myers Menden.
Duncan Greer Richmond.
Okay, well, welcome. So, next on our agenda is to adopt the agenda. Do I have a motion?
Dave Gatherum, I move to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the agenda is adopted. Next, let's go ahead and review and approve the minutes of September 25th meeting. I'll open the floor for any discussion on those minutes. You should have received an email. If there's no discussion, I'll accept my motions to adopt them. To approve the minutes.
Paul James, I move that we approve the minutes of the last, the September 25th meeting.
Ned Semper, second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved for September 25th. Okay, next on our agenda is to adopt the budget. The proposed 2026 budget. Since we had quite a bit of discussion on that, I'll just go ahead and entertain any motions.
I move to adopt the 2026 proposed budget.
Craig Rigby, I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor of adopting the 2026 proposed budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the adopting budget was unanimous, those present. Manager report.
Sierra and I head to our annual meeting up in Sun Park City on, we leave Sunday afternoon and be there till Wednesday. I've got a presentation that I'll probably bring, you know, for November's, it's a quick, they call it a three-minute lightning round. That's what I was doing before I came here. It just kind of goes over what our season was like, what we put out and all that stuff, so I'll bring that next month. I sold one four-wheeler today, we got $7,500 for it, and another one reached out to me, and he's got to sell a couple of calves, and they will be $7,500. I told him what the fee price is right now, he should only have to sell one, and he can buy a brand new one. So we'll get $7,500 for both of them, which is a little over half of what we paid for them. I was on a Zoom call today with a kid from the university, he's doing a biosecurity project up at Utah State, and so he's been calling the different districts and asking. Things are trying to figure out how the West Nile virus is affecting so many entities, and with what is public perception creating a problem for the districts that's creating the West Nile virus, which I don't think it is, but we'll see what its findings will tell, but. So that was a good interview with him. Other than that, we're just working on maintenance. And moving forward, so that's all I've got.
Okay. Clerk report.
I have the third quarter compensation, so don't move, because I put them in the order of where you're sitting, so I will quickly hand those out at the end. And then, like you said, I'm going to the Utah Mosquito Conference next week, and then The first week of November, the November 5th, 6th, and 7th, I have the Utah Special Districts Conference that I will go to that goes more into, like, how the special districts work and learn more about that, so.
Hopefully we get the tax report, so next time we lucked out that we did it last year and not this year, with everybody getting dinged for not doing it right. Like somebody said, somebody didn't end with a prayer. That's why they got.
Really?
I don't know if that's really not what it is, but that was the joke at school when the district didn't end their meeting with a prayer.
So I'll have that conference and I'll report about that at the next meeting. And then now that we're in November, our meeting will be the second Thursday, which is November 13th. Due to Thanksgiving being the fourth Thursday. So our November meeting will be November 13th. So keep that in mind. So that's what I got.
Where is the special district meeting?
South Jordan. It's always in South Jordan.
Okay. What do you do in December for meetings?
Also the second Tuesday.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so plan the next two, the first, second week in the month.
Yeah, November, December are the second Tuesday.
What's the date of December?
Oh, I can look. Let me look.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I just knew Thursday.
The 11th, it looks like.
Yes, so December 11th will be the December meeting.
Thanks.
Yep.
Great. You're winding down very quickly. Went very quickly.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to review and approve the bills.
Okay, so Snapshot, that's where our PTF was this morning. That's our Zions Bank this morning. Oh, pause. Back to the report. Did you find out anything about
yes
those fees? Okay, Dave has something about our some fees that I've been noticing on our.
Yeah, so they charge a monthly fee for them checking, which we knew it was $50, but one was $50 and then went to $65. So I called and talked to the girl, and she said that it's based upon the number of transactions you have. So it's based per transaction. So the more filters you put in, the less the charge will be. Because you're putting filters in so then they don't show up here.
Yeah.
So the more we do that, the less they appear, the less we'll pay, but because you're paying per transaction.
Okay, because yeah, last month was 57 and then this month was $65.50.
I think there's a base rate that you're not going to get away from, but
yeah, and that's what we assumed was.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will try to do more filters.
What do you mean by filters?
So you can put in filters, and so that if you're pretty confident who that person is, like we do with the chemical company,
right?
Then it wouldn't go through. You just set a filter, and so that would just automatically.
Because why not?
It's just ones that you're not sure about is the ones that we're checking, and so is she confident with the history of the people. Then she can set up filters saying this is okay.
So all of us should be a filter.
Yeah.
I can definitely.
So wasn't the problem with the chemical check that started all this, that the check was kind of confiscated in the mail?
I think there was something that went involved with that.
So that wouldn't have.
But we've worked that out. There will be no more checks.
We're doing ACH.
Yeah, ACH. And
yes.
So she will set up the filters to that, so it will, when it comes from that chemical company or that, then it goes through that, then it won't stop.
So this is what the positive pay looks like, because what I have it, it's easy. So every day I get a text stating you have nothing to clear, everything's good. So I have one for ACH payments and one for checks that I get. And I always have to do it by 5 p.m. that day. I've made filters because I know we're going to have Dominion Energy come every month, so I made a filter for that. I made Hyde Park every month. Streamline, I knew would be once a year, but it would still come through. Hyde Park City for water. Our payroll, Rocky Mountain Waste Management. I did Utah. This Utah fees is our fuel is how it's listed.
So it's by check that is by check that you fill out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're charging us. Where's our payroll?
It would be this one.
So that's like 18 or whatever a month that we don't have to pay for.
Yeah. Well, we don't have that many employees.
Where's the list of, so it went up to 65. How much do they charge? How much do they charge per check?
Did they?
I don't know what the charge is per check, but it was, I think you're going to pay a flat rate of 50.
Yeah.
And then anything above that, that it's not ran through the filter, will add up as it goes.
Because other than the board and the payroll, there's how many checks? Is there like five maybe?
Maybe. But as of right now, we're down, I'd have to look, but right now, this month it was the compensation, but I did add, I don't know, because I did, you can also go in and do issued and voided checks, and I did go through and do that for every single check for the trustee. So I don't know if that covers those checks or if I need to actually.
I can call and find out from them.
That would be the biggest expense on that whole thing. And the rest, I mean, one or two checks here or there, to me, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's not worth, you know, what I mean.
Because usually now that chemicals, I can add the chemicals and make sure that is a filter. But yeah, we really tried to dwindle it so that we're not sending out massive.
Safer.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably worth what we're paying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Now back to the.
I mean, Sierra, how come some are like $1,000 and some are like $99 million?
That's what they. I did not set. I did not set that max amount. I just knew that, like, the credit card, I can definitely bump that down because I know we have a max credit card fee. It was just, like, the gas, I wasn't sure.
99 should cover it, though.
No, it should.
99.
So, like.
It's just you're building on it.
I'm building on it. So I can fix those numbers. These lower ones, I just wanted to flag. So, like, if Dominion Energy, for some crazy reason, was more than 1,000, I wanted to catch that.
Well, yeah, if we had a water break or something we didn't know,
uh-huh.
And then their bill was really big, we could flag that.
Yeah, so I can change those. They just, since I didn't put a set max, that's the number it
that's
set.
Good because like a water break or something like that, Hyde Park would more than likely give us a break on that and not charge us for the excess water.
We've already had they had a billing actually 3 months ago. I caught, they actually... There was an error in their reading, and it was $2 million. And I quickly called them, and I'm like, this is not our water bill. And they're like, no, it is not. Let's find out what's going on. And it was only our regular $89. But something went amiss in their read. So, yeah, I'll fix those max amounts. That's just what they set it at. So.
I had a question.
Yes.
How much interest are we getting on that PDIF? Or what's the total amount?
What is interest? I can look.
With that kind of money, you should be getting a couple thousand dollars anyway.
I think it's what, around 4.8%?
365 day rate is 4.17, is that 4.18?
Not much right now, it's still.
A lot more than you get in the savings account.
Yeah.
So yeah, this last month we got $1,265 back in.
So where does
interest.
That money go?
It just builds the PTAF, it just continues
it
to build.
Back into that
yeah, it just stays and builds.
Okay, so that's for not too bad.
Mm. All right. Uncleared checks, everyone was good with uncleared checks, and then the new printed are, of course, the trustees and then my mileage.
Did you figure out what check went missing, or didn't go missing but didn't clear the bank?
It hasn't shown up, but mine also hasn't shown up, so I'm just going to watch yours and mine, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
So. Overall, that's where our personnel is. Maintenance, vehicle, fuel, operation sites, equipment, supplies. The travel and training is big because of our hotel stay for the conference. And then the website is, we talked to a couple, I don't know if it's last meeting or the meeting before, we talked about that dock access for the ADA to make sure our website was ADA compliant. And with dock access, it automatically goes and it makes it compliant. So that was a one-time, I thought it was a monthly fee, but it's actually just a one-time payment for the year. So it was $600 from this October till next October. So we are paid for the dock access for the compliance and that. So that is where we stand on bills.
Craig Rigby, I move we pay the bills.
Okay, motion.
Paul James, I'll second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, next on our agenda is to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Have a motion?
David, you have a second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, stand adjourned. October 11th, or November 13th will be our next meeting.
And